A youth soccer club will have a new place to play in Bloomington Normal next year, but it won't be the site leaders had hoped for. The Illinois Fire Juniors Soccer Club has announced it will build a scaled-down complex at the Sale Barn Soccer Fields in South Bloomington. The club plans to renovate the two existing fields and add two artificial turf fields with lights. Plans for additional fields at the site will depend on fundraising. The club had announced plans last year to build a 100-acre sports complex in North Normal, but Illinois Fire Juniors Secretary Jeremy Kelly says fundraising caved during the pandemic. He says the club also encountered unexpected costs on the North Normal site. He says they would have to build a retention pond there.
Well, the problem was when we bored into that area, we had 2 feet of topsoil, the top couple feet, you know, great soil, and then about 20 foot of sand underneath it, and a water table that was about, in a dry year at that point, 4 feet under surface. So in order to build a retention pond like that, as our contractor kind of said, it'd be almost like pulling up in the Illinois River with a backhoe and digging into wet sand, trying to dig a hole that big to retain that, was going to be very difficult. So we looked at different construction methods or different pieces we could do. And the bottom line came, we were going to be spending, you know, millions of dollars potentially building this retention pond in that area before we even start really leveling ground to grow grass to play soccer on. And it unfortunately quickly became apparent it wasn't going to be financially feasible. So at that point, we started looking at other options, some of the existing options we had, other options that we had reached out to previously, and one of those was the Sale Barn. We had initially had that conversation years ago, and then that became a viable option, and talked Scott Sirius, and we were able to sign the lease for the Sale Barn on September 1st.
What is the attraction to the Sale Barn? What's the benefit of having it there?
It's right off of, as you know, the highway, both to the south and Hamilton Road there to the west, so it has some good access, has some existing parking. It's close, it's in town, and is able to be developed. Plus there's two existing fields there that have been there for 20, 30 years. Some of the high schools like Central Catholic play their home games out there, for example, some adult leagues, et cetera. So there are two fields there that then we can also supplement and add on to with artificial turf and lights, additional fields, et cetera.
What is the acreage of the Sale Barn site?
Total, it's about 60 acres. So it's roughly the same area that we're currently in. It's laid out a little bit differently, which helps us quite a bit. But it is not the 100-acre site that, or you know, a larger area like we were looking to get to. So one of the questions I initially get from everybody is, okay, so what are tournaments going to look like out there? And unfortunately, it's not probably going to be that conducive to have huge tournaments, or it'll be enough to have run our club operations, run soccer in the area, and run some tournaments, but certainly not anything to the scale of a Rockford or some of these other facilities that have these every weekend.
So a smaller scale tournament, at least enough to do what you're doing now, and having an adequate replacement to community fields.
Exactly. It's basically a adequate replacement or is it really honestly an upgrade to community fields, but it's not that big jump forward or the big, you know, doubling of the size and capabilities. It'll essentially allow us to do what we're doing plus a little more in our current operations at the new site.
The new site that was talked about last year was intended to serve other sports that have facility needs, including lacrosse, cricket, football. Will there be any space for them at the Sale Barn site?
We certainly hope so. I mean, we are very community focused, I think, as you're aware, and we understand the economic impact this can have to our community and still want that to be the case. The reality is, though, that bigger site, kind of the previous plans we had, would have done a better job of servicing other non-soccer components than this site. But we still are very open and would like to have those other sports, have some of those other tournaments and whatnot to benefit the entire community at the new facility. We've hit a point where, you know, clock's ticking on our lease and we have to move, and this is where we're going for our club.
Since the initial plan of that 100-acre sports complex in North Normal was a big dream kind of concept. In fact, a big dream is part of the lingo in the campaign. Is it going to be harder now, especially in the midst of COVID, to sell a more scaled down project?
I don't know. I would kind of turn to the community to answer that question for us. I know we had a lot of support going into the previous campaign. I expect that we'll have support coming on this one. I think people understand where we're at and the position. I mean, COVID hit all of us very hard in the community and created a lot of uncertainty for people well beyond just the soccer arena. So I'm optimistic and hopeful we'll still be able to continue forward. I mean, the good news is this is progress. This is finding the new fields out of community fields. It's a huge step forward for us as a club. And while I'd love for it to be the, 10 steps forward for the community, we're not going to be able to do that on our own.
That was Jeremy Kelly from the Illinois Fire Junior Soccer Club with Eric Stock. Kelly says the club plans to ask the Bloomington Normal Airport Authority for a final one-year lease extension so it can use community fields next year as it transitions to the new site.